It's Cleo Mortimer. He's a cab driver, evangelist, and big sports fan. Hi, Cleo.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning. How are you doing?
Good. You got a bevy of bells, don't you?
I have them all, baby. I got them all. Boy, this weekend, we packed the house of the word for the draft. Who could pass up a Saturday or Sunday watching Larry Lacewell work his craft, baby? Love old Lacewell.
So you got all the TVs back? I thought you had to sell them all a couple weeks ago to pay your gambling debt.
Well, we had to pawn them. Yes, we did. But one of our wealthier parishioners came in and saved the day.
Took up a collection.
Clay Shiver, as a matter of fact.
He's a member of the House of the Word.
He's a member of the House of the Word. One of the only lighter ones.
I was going to say, he's the only white guy that goes
there. That's right, baby. But we welcome him with open arms.
That's good.
All children of the Lord, including you, you sent him Craig Miller. I heard your little joke earlier this morning that Craig Drunken Miller.
Well, sure.
Should he go to church one of these days and attend the House of the Word?
We need to get you out of the House of the Word.
I've had plenty of church, and thank you.
Cleanse that heart of yours.
I've got a good heart.
You're cleaning out your heart would be akin to Hercules cleaning out them Aegean stables or whatever. Have to route a river through there, baby. River of Jordan. You ready for rhyme time?
Already? Sure.
Wow.
Let's do it. I know you're under time constraints.
Rhyme time.
What was that?
I didn't say it with feeling, did I?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I like it when you say it better. You say it.
Rhyme time, baby.
No, sing it.
Yeah, sing it.
Rhyme time.
There we go. That's what I was trying to do. I couldn't get that high, though.
To find out what the Cowboys were doing, I became a computer hacker, and I broke into their system and found out they took out a midget linebacker. Well, they take him out of the draft.
Dexter Coakley.
Dexter Coakley.
5'1".
When he was born, his mama looked at him and called him a spare.
He had a bunch of talent.
Total spare. Explain to me what's so good about him, George.
Well, he's supposed to be a good technique guy. He's got speed. He had a bunch of tackles, 160 last year.
Oh, wow. Let's see what he does. And I tell you what he'll do in the NFL. Get cut. That'll be his only I think as far as value goes, Byron Hanspud was the best pound for pound. Mm. But I wonder if he's mad at the Lord for shooting his wheels off in the second round. Yeah, Byron. Hey, baby, maybe it wasn't the Lord that told you to exit college early, huh? Maybe it was your friends with a boombox, baby.
His entourage.
Using the Lord's voice, you understand? Yeah. And let me just end up with this one. May I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pay attention here, George.
Okay.
It was great to be watching the draft day coverage and sipping a little scotch of Dewar's, which to my thinking is what the Cowboys were drinking when they took that flyer on the likes of David LaFleur. I tell you, his back is shot to high hell, George.
Really?
Shot to high hell.
You don't know
He's
that.
He's going to be a bust. Got this bulging out all over God's green earth. Vertebra sticking out.
He's
two
fine.
Feet,
he had back spasms.
Oh, it's no big
his
deal.
His back is toast, baby. It's toast. I tell you, David LaFleur is a spam. David LaFleur is a spam.
Dunham and Miller.